خلاص مثل بيتن
Why do you send them to Noah? They're not doing anything wrong. It can happen in Tzaddik like Noah that his son, his grandson will do such a horrible thing. What did he do? What did he do? Because he drank some wine? So he says, in the Zohar, it says that Noah and Shet and Moshe and Hebel is the same person. The word Neshama is abbreviation. The word Neshama is abbreviation. Noah, Shet, Moshe, Hebel. It's the same. All four are the same person. Shet. Moshe, yeah. Moshe, yeah. So Dani said three things did Hebel wrong. Three things. That's why Cain was able to kill it. You can't kill an innocent person. Hebel did three things wrong, Hebel. Therefore Cain had the right to kill him, not because he had a fight and killed him. No such thing. If you're innocent, nobody can kill you. If somebody killed you, probably did something wrong. He said three things he did wrong, Hebel. One, he stole. He stole from Cain some hay. And Menuach Ne'erag al HaGezer. The Midrash says, Hebel stole hay for his sheep from Cain. That's one. Second thing he said, the Midrash says, when the fire came from Shamayim and ate the sacrifice of Hebel, Hebel looked.
What?
Hebel looked at the fire, at Hashem. He's not allowed to look. Third thing Rashi says, the Hebel did not behave with purity. Something else. I don't know how I get it. I mean, you know, if you have Ari's books at home, it's in Sefer Yechezkel. In Sefer Yechezkel, Ari writes something. I don't know how Ari knows it. There is no clue. No clue. But there are other things Ari says, there's no clue. Leonavi, I think. The Chida said that whatever the Ari said, it's impossible to reach unless you are sprinkled with ashes of the red cup. So he is for sure, he is sure that the other needs to come to Ari and sprinkle him with ashes of the red cow in order to reach what Ari reached. Impossible otherwise to get it. And that's what he said about heaven. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noah to get out of the Sema, and Hashem told Noah, go back to your wife, Noah said, I'm not going back to my wife.
First, he moved to the
Sema. And when he left the Sema, also he doesn't leave the Sema with his wife. He told his wife and his three daughters, well, go by yourself, I'm going with my children like it was in the Seva, I'm not coming back home. So Dariel said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to go back to your wife, and he wanted to go back to the other wife, you don't want to do it. So you don't need it, huh? So your son, your brother will come and do something to you, if you'll never be able to do it anymore. Okay. Deep permission, Sefer Melachim, Aleph, chapter 5. Give permission in the middle of the chapter. Pasuk Tetzvav, 15. Perek, hey, Pasuk Tetzvav. Page 8:10. This is chapter 5 with your permission. Melachim Aleph Perek, hey, chapter 5, sentence 15. This is Shlomo took the position as a king. And the Navi already, again, Chizkiyahu and his Bedin wrote Sefer Melachim, most of Sefer Melachim. So after they described how Chacham Shlomo was, the smartest ever, from Adam Arishon, from Moshe, from Yosef, and everybody came to listen how smart Shlomo is. וזה ישלח חירם מלצור את עבדיו השלמה כי שמעתי אותו משקו למלך תחת אביו. אם אפשר לסנד את תנך, it's not a history book. It's written ברוח הקודש, בנבואה, from נביאים. So they decided to write this kind of a story. The story is that חירם, that was the king of Tzor, he sent his children, his slaves to Shlomo. כי שמעתי אותו משקו למלך תחת אביו. ושלמה became the king instead of David. כי לא היה חירם לדוד כל הימים, חירם לאו דוד המלך. And since שלמה became the king, he is going sending a delegation to greet him. Doesn't say anything. Just say that he sent people, he sent slaves over there. Nothing. There's no message. There's nothing that he told them to say. Just, you know, some people arrived, nothing. Doesn't say anything. I don't know, maybe they just came and bowed down to him. Doesn't say. No information. What do you need is pasuk. You don't need is pasuk. What do you need to know it? Nothing. There's no information. At least there was some kind of discussion or some greetings, nothing. Red carpet, nothing. Nothing. So who cares about it? The second pasuk has nothing to do with the first pasuk. Yishlach Shlomo el Chiram lemor. It's nothing to do with the first pasuk. As we just learned, that Shlomo sent messengers to Hiram, Ataya Data Tabi David, you knew my father, David Kiloya Khol is not by the Shem Hashem Elokav, Nevel Hamash, you know, my father had a war all around him. Atet Hashem Otam Tachat Kapot Aglav, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to make sure that David won all his enemies. And David ruled everybody, Ataya now, Niach Hashem Elokai Limitabit, now Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God, let me rule with peace. I have no enemies, and Satan, and Tegara. Nobody is having any bad things against me. Nobody is trying to do anything against me. In the new marriage, not by the Shem Hashem Elokai, I am ready to build the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasher Dibir Hashem al David Avil Emo, like Hashem told my father, I am Bincha, Shetan Tachtecha, Tisecha, Vivnei Bait Ishmi. I don't understand, you don't have to say the whole story. This is the purpose of Shlomo Melech wants to build a Beit HaMikdash. I tell you, what you have to do is my father, this is my father, it's not to do with your father, it's not to do with you, teach him anything. Just tell him one thing, I would like to put an order for certain things, certain goods that I need to build a Beit HaMikdash. That's the purpose of that mission. He's going to send gifts to him. He says he needs some things from this guy, I don't know why we get to it, why he wants from him, but he wants to get some merchandise from Hiram El Tzor. The other thing is it's going to be a regular deal. It's going to pay for it, like we say in America, an arm and a leg. It's going to pay a lot of things for that. I don't know if everything is really good. We're going to see later. But it's nothing to do with the history. It tells him, you know my father, and you know my father could have built a house. It's nothing to do with your father. My father was able, but it's irrelevant. I would like to build a Beit HaKnesset for $80 million in Englewood, and I need money. That's the enemy. Then to say that was the rabbi sweet? Who cares about the rabbi before the rabbi below? I know rabbi sweet. He didn't know rabbi sweet. I have to do this history. This is the Tanakh. This is the holy book. It's a holy book. You have to tell him, my father wanted to build the synagogue. My father couldn't build it because he had enemies. Who cares about it? Who cares about it? You don't care. That is, you want to build the Tamigdash? No, fine. You want to put an order? Put an order. Whatever you need, you pay anyway. You'll get. You pay. It's nothing for nothing anyway. Tells him, the son, is it came from you? He's going to build the house for me. At that time, now, Sabibi Chetuli Arazim Min Avanon. So Shlomo HaMelech tells him, please, I need to cut some trees, I think it's called cedar, no? Cedar trees from Lebanon, Ba'avadai Yiyu Amadecha, V'schar Avadecha, Eten Lecha Kol Asher Tomer. Lebanon is a question, most Chachamim say what it means, it's a part that really belongs to Israel, and I will send my slaves, it's going to be with your slaves, and I'm going to pay the labor for your slaves, ככל אשר תמי ותמי כאן נשארת מי כי אתה נתת כי אין בנו איש יותר לכל העצים כצידונים. There's no one knows to cut trees like the people in Sidon. Sidon is next to Tzor. And I would like, and the Midrash says, and the Chachamim say that Hiram, that was the king of Tzor, had some also input, or maybe he ruled as well, Sidon. And he would like to have some workers from Sidon to come and help cut wood. So he really he doesn't want to purchase from himself. He only wants workers. He wants workers to come, and professional people that know how to cut trees. And they should come and cut trees together with the slaves of Shlomo, and he is going to pay them. Shlomo is going to pay for the workers, for those professionals that are going to come. And he can shmo Hiram divrei Shlomo beitzmach meod. He's very happy. Also, so happy because he got an order. This is a little order. Nothing. What is to be happy about?
Yeah.
Well, nothing. It's nothing, is it? Because you can charge as much as you want for labor, how much money you can make on it. And Baruch Hashem, Ayom Hashem, Natan David Ben Chacham. Chacham. What's Chacham? What's Chacham? What's so smart? What's the wisdom of him? He wants to build a shul. Fine. So it's Chacham, it's not Chacham. Maybe it's a holy man, Sadiq. What's Chacham? Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Natan David. The David Ben Chacham al Amarabade. Chacham asked this question and said, no, maybe what it means that Hiram heard as much Shlomo is because already people from all over the world came and just wanted to hear those examples, poems, and all the poets and all the things that Shlomo Melech made. So maybe that's what it says. That doesn't say in the Navi. Navi says, since Shlomo Melech asked to send some paper, he's very happy. What's so happy? What's so very happy? So they want to deal nothing. Chacham, what's Chacham? Is that Chacham? Because he wants to build the shul, it's Chacham. Vayishlach Hiram el Shlomo lemor, shamati kasher shalacht elai, and I heard it. Listen, the messengers come back and they say, we heard this request. Ani yaseh kochem tzcha matar amazeh boshim. I'm going to give you cedar trees and boshim. This is like a pine or something. No?
Cyprus,
it's called? Yes, well, Razim, but the Boshim, it's not exactly the way I say it, but just on the surface right now. And so I'm going to do whatever you asked. But, not the way you asked. You wanted me to send some people, and the professional people, that the one that know how to cut trees, and they're going to come together with you slaves. No. I'm going to do whatever you want, not the way you wanted it. I'm going to supply those wood, those trees. I'm going to do it. My slaves, the people from Sidon, the professionals, they're going to cut the trees and they're going to put it on the Mediterranean Sea. And they're going to go to the port, to the pier, and if I team sham over there, first I'll tie them all, and it's going to be like a boat. Like a raft. Raft is called, don't
no?
Raft. The raft, yeah. And then they're going to come to the port in Israel, and over there they're going to divide it. They're going to separate them. Minipatim, it's called Minipatim Sham. Over there I'm going to separate it, but that is how. Over there you take it. So I'm not going to let you, if I may say it in nice words, I'm not going to let you cut trees with my people. If you want, my people will cut the trees, they'll pick it up for you, they ship it to you, and then you'll get it. But that I'll say, it says, what I need is from you is wheat, barley, all the good things, oil. Hiram, Hiram gave Shlomo all those pieces of wood that he needed. Shlomo natan lechiram 20,000 kor chitim makolot lebeto, a tremendous amount of wheat, 20 kor shemen katit, a special oil. That you don't have to grind it, the oil comes by itself, like same thing they use for the menorah. What does it mean? The first year heavy, or just until the deal was done. So he paid, look at an arm and a leg. He paid a full price for the wood. With all the respect. That's all it's missing in Beit HaMikdash. That's all it's missing, the wood. So the Mishkan had some wood, but they really don't need wood. The main thing was what really was in Beit HaMikdash was stones, bricks, not wood. what's the whole idea? I would have to know it. I was from Rav Amram did it. Not only that, if you skip chapters, chapter 7, chapter 6, forgive me. We get to chapter 7 in a minute. Chapter 6, sentence 15. Yeah. So when Shlomo built the Hamikdash, he had special stones. I don't know if you ever saw this. I'm just going to show it to you. I have a piece that I believe it's not just from the Kotel. It was found in the digging of inside. The whole stone has some sprinkler in it. If you look at it carefully, you look shined. It was a special stone that Shlomo HaMelech built. I don't know if it's in the first or second. Shined. If you move it around, you see it shined. You see? This was found in the digging. This was found recently in the digging, all the way in.
Doesn't have to be metal, it could be...
Well, I have other rocks from Beit HaMikdash. I don't know what it is. But that says that Shlomo HaMelech had a special rock stone that he built at HaMikdash. Nevertheless, after the whole thing was done, this is sentence 15. ואין קירות הבית מבית בצלות הרעזים, אין קרקע בית על קירות הסיפון טיפה עץ מבית, ואין קרקע בית בצלות בראשים. The floor as well as the walls, it's like here in the shul, the whole thing is wood. Even though the Beit HaMikdash was built with stones, it's very expensive, very nice stones. Cover the whole thing with wood. That's why we cover with wood. Why you cover with wood? What's the purpose of covering it with wood? What's wrong? It's a special stone that he had 150,000 people walking on those stones. 80,000 just took the stones out of the mountains. And 70,000 just carried it. No. No, Shamir is the Mizbeach. Those are not it. לא כאן בירושלים נוסף, יש את הבנים האחרים לאחות הזה לא נוסף.
אני זוכר את הבנים האלה
שכתב בשביל מה,
אני גדלתי בירושלים,
מה הבנים
האלה היו עושים ככה,
והיו... יש לי הבנים אחרות, שלא נוסף, זה היחידה שעושים.
אני גדלתי
עם הבנים
האלה,
היו עושים
אותם
ילדים קטנים ככה, והיו עושים את זה אש. אני לא יודע למה הם קבלו את זה, מה זה קבלו את זה? מה זה קבלו את זה? Yeah, that's the world also. The world. Everything was covered with wood, not. It was not wood at the end. After he put the wood, there's a guy that came, his name is also Hiram, was a Jew that was born in Tor, and he made special curving on it, animals, all kind of things on the wood, and then Shavana put silver and gold on it. Who needs the whole wood? What do you need to do?
Paneling, yeah, paneling for what? Are you paneling with the Zenithus?
By the way, the Halacha in the Rambam, that you're not allowed to have any wood in Metamidash. It's a machlok with the Rambam and the Rabbat. The Rambam said you may not have any wood in Metamidash, only stone. Only stone. You cannot have any wood. Nothing. Everything has to be stone. Only in the desert. Only in the desert. Everything was put away. Only in the desert. But the Midrash, the Rambam said nothing is being allowed as wood, and of course they ask him, what about this, they made a porch over there, they made a stage for the king. So the Rambam said, yeah, this thing, but not the building itself. Here, no. The building was covered wood all around, and the floor. He put on the floor wood, on the floor also.
Was it stone or was it marble?
Hmm? There's no information. No, maybe granite is like shayish, maybe, I don't know.
Like
yeah, but that Amidash was not granite.
It's a kind of shayish, it's a kind of shayish, it's a kind of shayish, it's a kind of shayish. I thought
it was a big challenge, but I thought it was a big. If you see the next sentences, sentence 15, 16, 17, 20, everything is wood. What's wood? Who needs wood in the Midrash? You look at sentence 21, then he covers everything with gold. Everything is gold. Sentence 22. It's called a bite, it's passed out, don't call a bite. Then after you put the wood, put gold on top of the wood. Who needs? So you don't need wood. Nobody's going to know. It's better to do the whole thing gold. That's Halacha in the Rambam, by the way. The Rambam says, I don't know, maybe you should tell it to the ears of the committee. The Rambam says, Bet HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah to cover it with gold. The more gold is better. It's Kavodah for Kadosh Baruch Hu, just cover the whole building. From top to bottom, 24 carats. 24 carats.
They don't have carats because the other is there, and it's not a place of gold, but they don't. That's the very good deal.
Okay. And if you skip, then you skip. If you skip sentence 30, et karka by tipaza l'tnir lachetzon, then after he put on the floor all the wood, now after he put the wood on the floor, gold on top of the wood. You don't need the wood. Who needs the wood? Then the doors, other kind of wood. Also, gold on top of the wood. Make a gold door. What do you need the wood for? Send us 34. Two other doors. Again, wood. Again. Cover them with gold.
You can use iron over there.
Yeah, you can have it. You can use gold.
You can do a cheap job. 814.
Chapter 7. Again, what's amazing is, again, this Beit HaMikdash was built with a lot of wood. Again, the Rambam will say that you're not allowed to have any wood in Beit HaMikdash. It says that Shlomo has built the whole thing with wood. Now, Rambam says, no wood is being allowed in Beit HaMikdash.
What's the basis of this statement?
I don't know. The Rambam doesn't bring that. I don't know. The Rambam did disagree with him and says, of course we have wood in Beit HaMikdash. Of course we have wood. But the whole set of Malachim is for the book. Now, chapter 7, with your permission. Shlomo is building his house. He's building his own palace. 13 years. So the Gemara says it was good. The Beit HaMikdash he did quickly, a few years. And his palace took longer, not because it took longer because he made it fancier, the Beit HaMikdash, because he, again, just a story. You should know that HaMikdash was built faster, his palace took him 13 years. I really don't care about the palace, or I have to care about the Shlomo's palace.
30 days?
No. 13 years. 13 years. 13 years. But again, the Medrash says, the Gemara says, it's not because it took 13 years, because he did it especially like this, he made it should take such a long time. He didn't want to build it fast. Beit HaMikdash he built fast on purpose, his house slowly. He had to have to know how he built his house, and the palace. Built his house. Even at Beit Yaal Vanon, 100 Marokko, 50 Marokko, 50 Marokko, 50 Marokko, 4 Torah, Amudi Arazim, Kotot Arazim on Amudim, again, wood, Safun Arazim, Mimas, the roof, also this kind of this. This is the symmetry. Who cares about that?
What is that?
It's a sentence, if you skip the sentence 7, Olam kisei asher yishpot sham, Olam ha-mishpat, the place that he was sitting on his chair, special chair, and special place, special courthouse, courtroom, asan sefum ba'ez, ma'akarka da'karka, from the top to the bottom, everything was again cedar tree. Also, his house that he dwelt also was wood. The house he does for this daughter of power. Sentence 11, special stones. Precious stone, sentence 10, sentence 11. Milamara veri kot kimidot angezit gazit, baris. Again, wood. So the Navir says what he did also was amazing. He took those stones, and before he put the stones in the building, he didn't put paneling. He just made every stone covered with wood all around, then he put it in the wall. He covered the stones first with the wood, then put it, then built on it. Maybe just left something on the bottom for the cement or something. So you don't need wood. So you go back with your permission to chapter 5. This is chapter 5, sentence 26. Hashem Tam Chokhmah Lishlomo Kashu Dibro Lo. What this has to do now? We already know. The chapters before said how Shlomo smart is from all over the world. He speaks the language of the birds, he understands the trees, he understands the... But in the middle now of this discussion that he's purchasing this wood, all of a sudden, והשם אדם חוכמה לשלמה. What is חוכמה? איך תדעו לה? ואיש שלום אל חירם ושלמה יחזו ברית שניהם. He made peace with חירם. What this? And if he didn't have peace with him, who cares if he has a peace with him? חירם was not threat for שלמה. So if he didn't have, if there was no peace between him, it's just a regular business thing. He wants to buy trees from him. So if he wouldn't have peace, he wouldn't have peace with China. So you have to have a treaty with him. והיה המלך שלמה מס מכל ישראל והיה 130,000 איש. זה מחלוקת what it means. סיבר שפני שני is שלמה put tax in order to have payroll for 30,000 people. That's the explanation of Chachamim. What do you need this 30,000 people? Eshkachem Lebanona, send them to Lebanon. It's not Lebanon as we know, it means the forest next to Lebanon. עשרת אלפים בחודש חליפות, קודש יהיו בלבנון, שתיים חודשים בביתו, בדנירם הרמס. Then the Navi is going to tell you, those people went and tried to help over there to chop wood, to get the wood. That's 30,000 people. 10,000 people used to go the first month, 20,000 people stayed at home, then the next month another 10,000 went, sounds like in Iraq now. 10,000 go, 10,000 come back, 10,000 go, then what?
Rotation.
Adoniram Aramaz, the appointed a special person, his name is Adoniram, I don't know what kind of a name it is. Adoniram Aramaz is the appointed a person, he is responsible to collect these kind of taxes in order to pay the wages for the people. It costs billions of dollars, you know, it's not a joke. It is really going to pay, it has nothing to do with the budget, it's a special budget. Ba'ili Shlomo sent us 29. Ba'ili Shlomo, Shimilef Nusis Tabar, Shimilef Hotel Ba'ad, 150 people used to just go and go and get the stones from the mountain and bring it to Yerushalayim. Imagine how strong they were. You just look at the Kotel, you understand what a job it was. ועד בסייד בזריה ניצבים לשלומו שעל המלאכה 3,300 עובדים בעם עושים מלאכה בסייד 3,300 officers that they used to be responsible for everything. עצב המלך sentence 31 ודיב פרמישן ויציאו ודין דורות עובדים מכל זה דבר הזה נגזית שלומו מלך קומדת, let's get it ready, bring the big stones. עבדים יקרות, פרפקט. אפסלו בוני שלומו ובני שלומו והגבלים והשינו לתנסים ובני ובנותו ופרפקט, the wood, again. It's another nation, yeah, smart nation, yeah. With your permission, Ezra and Nehemiah wrote Sefer Divrei Yamin. It's the conclusion of the Tanakh of the Bible. With your permission, you have Divrei Yamin also in the Tanakh. It's Divrei Yamin Bet, with your permission. Chapter 2. Divrei Yamin Bet, chapter 2. Ezra and Nehemiah, when they decided to write a Divrei Yamim that was written by a lower level of a prophecy, it's called Ketuvim. It was written, if we say, Beruach HaKodesh, like the Megillot, but not as high as a Navi, but they decided to write certain things that's not written in the Tanakh. And a lot of times when you read a Divrei Yamim, you see a lot of information that's not being written in the Tanakh, that the Tanakh was written Nevoah, with a prophecy that I don't know why they did not write certain things, but you can find information in the Divrei Yamim you don't find in the Tanakh. In chapter 2, sentence 1, with your permission, Divrei Yamim Bet. 1876. Oh, that's a good number. 1776, okay, 100 years after 1776, right. Also good.
1776.
Ha'ispo Shlomo 70,000 ish, Sabar 80,000 ish, Choteva. I'm sorry? Divrei Yamim Bet.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, wait. Right. We got a good number and now we're wrong. And it's only two.
That wasn't
such a thing. I like 1948 better. I don't like 1948. What time it came out of concentration camp? What day was it? 1942?
1944.
Oh, I thought 1942 was a bad year. 42 was a bad year. Yeah. Chapter 2, with your permission, by Spur Shlomo, Shivim, Elatin, Shnitz, Sabal.
What's my wish?
One. Chapter 2, sentence 1, Divrei Yamim Bet. 1942. So Shlomo HaMelech counted 850,000 people. And when he asked him, I didn't cross the Lapim Sheshmod, when he said 3,600, but then he said 300. The Chachamim asked this question, contradiction about 300 people, they say this is the 300 people were a special people, that on top of the 3,300. So here it says the story different. That's how the story starts.
וישלח שלמה על חירם, על חירם ואת כוחורה מנסו לאמור כאשר עשית עם דוד אבי ותשלח לו ארזים לבנות לו בית לשבת בו. You did send my father cedar tree. That's what Shlomo told Hiram. It's not just that Shlomo ordered wood. It's the mahogany that China owns today all over the world. It says, he sent Hiram, he says, remember, you sent my father cedar tree. So now I want to know too. Again, so far it's nothing. I don't know why I need this information. Maybe you need this information. But that's the message. Remember what happened? It's nothing to do with my father. So you have it in stock. I want to put an order. This is nothing to do with my father did purchase, because my father didn't purchase. You did send my father, you didn't send my father. Yeah, whoever has the wood, I would buy the wood. You put it on the internet. You see who has cedar tree, you buy from him. It is no. The way you send my, you sold my father, you send my father to his house. Please send. Ine anuchi, ine ani, sent a tree, bone by. השם השם אלוקי להנגיש לו להקטיר אותו להפתור את המערכת המדרות ברוקר ברוקר שבתות חודשים על ישראל והבעיה של מי גדול כי גדול לא נקפל עם כל הלמטה. Excuse me, you don't have to say nothing, you need an order. When you write an order, you say please send me two boats of wood. You don't have to tell him, give him a lecture when you're with Amikdash, God is the biggest. Nobody asks you, this is not over here, this is not a quest for religion. He says, don't tell him nothing, he says, I want to order wood. If you send a certain quality, you can say the same quality as of my father. Okay, I understand. It's quality number one. I don't have to tell him, I'm going to build the house for Hashem. It's not really Hashem. If you build it for your own thing, it's also good. What do you need to buy? Cedar tree. I said, there's cedar tree. He says, no, God is the biggest. Who cares about you? Who can build the house for God? Who cares about it? If it's big, if the house is going to be, nobody cares about it. Can't build a house for God. It's just only to serve God. Who cares about it? He's giving him lectures, he wants to convert him. Please also send me a person. Send me a person that knows what to do with all these things. Send me a person. See the tree and also I know that you slaves know how to chop trees. My mind will go with you. I need a lot of trees. Excellent house I need. We need a special kind of wheat. Kurim, 20,000 Surim, Kurim, 20,000. Also, he adds, but it doesn't say in the Navi, it says over here, barley as well. Yain, over here, it says wine, 20,000 Shemen, also oil, it doesn't say. Yom Echiram, Melech Tzor, sent and stand with your permission, Dichtar, Beishtach Shlomo, Lorat Hashem, et Amon Tanacha, Ale Melech. Hashem, not the nation, made you king. What's that? אמר חורם ברוך השם אלוקי ישראל שעשה את השמיים ואת הארץ לדוד המלך בן חכם יודע שכל ובינה של בני בית להשלים בבית מלכותו. חכם, איזה נצל בית חכם? איזה חכם? זה לא נצל בית הארץ. שאלה לך, חכם יודע בינה לחורם, אני אעשה לי פרסון סבר עצמה, בן אישה מן בנו דן תאביב איש צורי יודע איך זה בעזר המקפה ונחוש בבטר ואני מנתים לגמרי אתכם מרוי somebody very special for you is a Jew. Can you imagine in time of David HaMelech already some Jews live outside Israel, lived in Tzor, left Israel, can call in the Mushot, this is before Israel, not ready yet, he left. He says very smart. I said, I'm going to send him to you. His mother is from Dan. His father is very Surim. He says, he's a very smart person. He says, who cares? Hiram, the king, knows that. Where does he come from? Who cares where is he coming from? Ata Achitim Vasurim Hashem Enayel Asher Amar Adoni Yishlach Lavada Please. Says, it's called CBD. Cash Before Delivery. Says, I don't trust you. No. No letter of credit. Send first. It's not China over here. Send first. CBD. Not COD. CBD. Not FOB. CBD. It says, I don't believe it. I don't. It's a friendship. But don't believe it. You believe it? This is his friend, you know, he can compliment this, all of a sudden it comes to business.
Money on the table.
Cash on the table before delivery. Okay. Send over here the wheat, the barley, the oil, the wine. ואנחנו נלכות את זה, don't, I don't need your favors, I'm going to cut the shoes.
Okay. מה התשובה?
אין לי שום כלום. אני יודע שאני רק שם חייב לשבת דם.
יום בלי תנך, יום בלי תנך. יום בלי תנך. בדיוק פרמישן שמואל. ספר שמואל. שמואל. I don't know. I didn't do the homework, I have to look for it. Okay. With your permission, chapter Shmuel Bet, with your permission. Shmuel Bet, with your permission. Perikhei Tatsuk Yudales. Now it's 9:34, but doesn't matter. 7:34. Okay? וישלח, וישלח חירם מלך צור מלאכים אל דוד ועצי ערדים וחרשי עץ וחרשי אבן קיר ובנו בית לדוד. דוד built his own palace. דוד tells you how he built his own palace. It says חירם מלך צור, the same guy that Shlomo is handling with, he already shipped to David those cedar trees. Finally the palace was done and David HaMelech moved to his own palace. Everything is ready. At the time the Mishkan was in a tent. Now he wants to build for Hashem a palace. Go quickly, make way, Hamidosh. Sentence 4, Vayimechai Amrela, who by Yitzbar Hashem Atan Nabi Lamor, and the Midrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Natan, run, in the middle of the night. Usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not arrive at night to Nevi'im. There was an emergency meeting between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Natan Nabi, run. This man is crazy. That David HaMelech in one day is going to do the whole Beit HaMikdash. Run, tell him, don't do it. In the middle of the night. לך ואמרת אל דוד, אל דוד, כה אמר השם, אתה תן לבית השתי? לא. זה השתי ובייתם, יו, sentence 8, ואתה כה תאמר להבדיל לדוד, כה אמר השם זוכות, אני לקחתיך, you're not going to build it, your son is going to build it. And says this, כי מלוי ימיך, sentence 12, כי מלוי ימיך, אם אמר את זה, דוד המלך דרג in the same day he was born, אם לא ימיך, ושרפתה עם אבותיך, יקמנו את זה הרי, הוא יסם דרך, הוא יכנית במחתו, הוא יבנה בית השמי. With all the respect, says Ari, with all the respect, with all the respect. דוד המלך, you woke up too late. You woke up too late. You don't build yourself a palace. And after, and then, okay, בית הכנסת. So בית הכנסת, the Gemara says, בית הכנסת has to be nicer than your house. You buy for your house a Persian rug, first you buy for Beit HaKnesset. You buy chandelier for your house, you buy for Beit HaKnesset. You don't buy your house and then, okay, I come to Beit HaKnesset, okay, I'll give a donation to Beit HaKnesset. Beit HaKnesset should be nicer than your house. You don't respect David HaMelech, what he did was wrong. He said, you should first build a Kadosh Baruch Hu house, then you build it in a palace. So that's what the Nabi says, Zari, Shlomo is going to fix it. Shlomo HaMelech goes up, he sends a messenger to Hiram, he says, remember you sent my father those trees,
Remember, I need those trees for God's house. I'm going to build this such big house because God is so great. He says, what are you telling all this? He says, this is to do the tikkun for David HaMelech. So David HaMelech ignored if we say building Beit HaMikdash. And this is the Ramban writes in his book that David HaMelech did. In the time of David HaMelech was epidemic. And the epidemic was because David ignored, and all of Israel ignored Beit HaMikdash. But Hashem said, when you come to Eretz Israel, you look for a place, you build Beit HaMikdash. That's the first thing. But they didn't do it. Of course, there's all kinds of excuses, says the Ramban, but nevertheless, the Ramban says the only reason why he knows was the epidemic in the time of David HaMelech is because they did not right away go build Beit HaMikdash. The first obligation that we have is Beit HaMikdash. So when you came to Israel, you have to start working on it. Everybody settled. That's what the Navi says before. It's just an embarrassing. Everybody settled under his vineyard, under his fig tree. Everybody is peaceful. Says the Ramban, very nice. What about the Hasfar Shed? So Shlomo HaMelech said to Hiram, I need trees, the best trees. Remember you gave my father. He says, I need it for Beit HaMikdash. He says, that I'm going to cover everything with wood in Beit HaMikdash. On top of it, I put gold. I put gold. But the reason why I put it is because my father made himself a house, mainly from those cedar trees, and he made it before Hashem's house. That's what he's going to say. But Shlomo HaMelech took his time with his own palace. Took 13 years to build his own palace. Beit HaMikdash, he hurried up. Beit HaMikdash, not like David HaMelech, because David HaMelech first built his own palace, then he woke up and said, no. The son will do it. The son will do it in the right way, but first Beit HaMikdash will be ready before his own house. But he's going to use the material that you used for your own house, and you were upset at the time, and you said, how come Hashem does not have a house? And so Shlomo is going to order, and that's what Hiram said, oh, so smart, Shlomo smart, he ordered for me. Not only that, he's going to order the same person. This guy, Hiram, and this is Machloket, this is Hiram's father, or the same Hiram that came and helped to be the architect for David, HaMelech palace. Shlomo HaMelech said to Hiram, I need this guy. His guy. By the way, David HaMelech came from Yehuda, his mother from Dan. Mm-hmm. His mother's name was Nitzeret Bat Adiel, from the tribe of Dan. Shimshon is the opposite. His father is from Dan, his mother is from Yehuda. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. The Medrash says like this. When you read the Torah, Parashat Vayetzeh, you think it's just, you know, kind of a jealousy between Rachel and Leah. Leah had already Yehuda, and then Rachel comes over to Yaakov and says, I need a child, it's not going to die, I'm going to die. And Yaakov said, no, I got ready. And then she gives Bilhah. Bilhah got married to Yaakov, and she had two children. One is Dan, one is Naphtali. Dan, Danani Elohim, Hashem Zeta. Embarrassing that Rachel Imenu had a name for a child. Every time he's going to look at him, he says, who is this? And he says, this is my judge. Baruch Hashem, I was able to fight my sister. Naftali, Eschivur, Itchabati, Naftali Elohim. The Midrash says like this. Since Yehuda was born, Rachel knew Beruach HaKodesh. From Yehuda, upon Modet Hashem will come David HaMelech with Beit HaMikdash. He says, I'm going to have no zechut. I want to have a part of Beit HaMikdash. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, I accept your prayer. It says, Bezalel is from Yehuda, and Achistamach is from Dan. Bila's son will help to be Beit HaMikdash. Bezalel cannot do it by himself. David HaMelech will not be able to do it by himself. We need somebody from Tor. Shlomo HaMelech, as David HaMelech ordered these guys, David HaMelech was from Yehuda, even his own palace. He needed an architect. The architect was from Sheva Dan, because Rachel was praying for that Yehuda cannot hold without Dan. And says, Shlomo HaMelech tells Hiram, says Ari, I need this guy. Remember this guy? What do you need this guy? It's not Jewish bread. You need this architect. He says, no, it's a special architect. He's from Dan. His mother is from Dan. And David HaMelech's mother was from Dan. He said, this was because Rachel prayed. He says, Ari, the whole purpose is Beit HaMikdash. The whole purpose is the Mishkan.
And says, with Rachel named on, he didn't name on because Baruch Hashem, I control my sister, Baruch Hashem, I got somebody. So the idea is with Hamidah. So, Zari, this is the secret, but it's too early, but you know, I tell it to you anyway. Rashad Vayetev, I'm sorry. Rashad Vayishlach. No, not for today. I mean, Rashad Vayishlach. Rashad Vayishlach, it says, when Rachel died, Yaakov put his bed in Bila's hand. And Reuben wants in their hand. It sounds like, you know, hey, bro, but he says, you don't understand, Bila and Leah are parallel, you don't understand. Because they need to each other to meet Beit HaMikdash. The whole idea is who is going to meet Beit HaMikdash here. And this is what the Nasi is going to tell you. It's not because he's going to order an architect from Tor. He needs a special person from the Dan tribe. That's what Rachel prayed for. The Zari, at least the whole Parashat Vayetev and Parashat Vayishah that you read, that has to do with Beit HaMikdash. And this is really what the reason that Chizkiyahu and his people decided to write this chapter in Shmuel Bet to teach you what really Shlomo HaMelech was trying to do. He was so smart that he figured out what he has to do to fix the sin that David HaMelech built his own palace before him. He wants this palace to be behind the Hamikdash, and this is what he wants to use the same material and use the cedar tree to cover the whole Hamikdash. So remember, you see, I use this material to do for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be so-called a tikkun with my father.
Mm-hmm.